Good evening. It's Thursday evening in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thank you for joining us tonight. On today's show, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow will be joining us in the first half hour, and later we'll get a response from a university official on what college life will be like here in Michigan once handguns are allowed in the dorm rooms. But first, now that a U.S. District Court has ruled in a case out of Oakland County that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are private entities and that they're required to pay transfer taxes on sold properties, Ingham County Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel Jr. says he's going to go after those same taxes. Curtis joins me now to tell me more. Curtis, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Now, Fannie Mae calls itself a government-sponsored enterprise chartered by Congress to keep money flowing to mortgage lenders and to help strengthen the U.S. housing and mortgage markets. So is this a gray area, and is it really just a matter of interpretation as to whether or not these are government or private entities?
Well, I think Fannie and Freddie Mac, when they were founded, certainly were government entities, and there was really no difference between them and the government. They started out largely as government programs. Since then, they've shifted more and more to a private enterprise, having private stockholders paying their CEO millions of dollars. Nobody in government makes that kind of money. And therefore, they've moved themselves to more of a private entity over time. And we feel like they have forgotten in many ways to change their practices when it comes to paying taxes.
Is this ruling out of Oakland County the first of its kind to declare Fannie and Freddie as private entities?
Well, they've always played the game in different ways. We have noticed that, for example, when they go and foreclose by advertisement on private individuals, they say that they're a private entity because they couldn't foreclose by advertisement being part of the government, because it would be a violation of the Due Process Clause of the Constitution. But when they filed these documents, they would then claim that they were. So they basically played both sides of the system for a very long time. We finally just made them declare a side. And Oakland County's lawsuit, our class action suit that's right now in court, are both attempts to get people to pay their rightful share of transfer tax. This was the first decision that was handed down, and therefore we are going to start charging.
Now, I'm guessing that Fannie and Freddie are going to appeal the decision. Can you and other counties begin to charge until that final ruling is made?
We had our attorney review the ruling, and we were authorized to start collecting.
So when it comes to these transfer taxes, how much is usually paid in a typical transaction, and how much money do you think Fannie and Freddie owe Ingham County?
Well, if you go back 7 years, which is what the actual suit will finally be when we're all said and done, we're talking about close to in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for the county and in the millions of the state just from this county. And if you actually extrapolated that out to the entire state, we're talking significant amounts of money for the school aid fund.
Why are county officials going after these two mortgage giants? I mean, shouldn't it be state officials or even federal officials that are noticing this problem and doing something about it?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing that we've learned in this foreclosure process is you got to start from the ground up. So good leaders like Andy Meisner in Oakland County, who's the treasurer there, and myself in Ingham County, and have been pushing a lot of these issues that we think that the state and feds should be focused on. And the good news is in this state, the Attorney General's office did join in on the Oakland County lawsuit. They have looked at joined in on our class action suit. And we believe that we have good partners there.
Curtis, we've heard a lot about homeowners and how they've been blown off by these housing giants and private banks when it comes to trying to negotiate their mortgage payments. But how about you? As an official, what is your experience when it comes to dealing with these entities?
Well, you know, it's hard to get anybody on a phone. I mean, if you're actually talking about dealing with either the major banks or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, the reality is that all we're really saying is banks and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac should play by the same rules the average citizen was. If you were trying to avoid paying taxes, the government will come down very hard on you, and the government should come hard down on these large corporations as well. And this really has just been another example of these large private corporations trying to play by a different rule, set of rules than you or I would. And we just don't think that's fair.
Well, couldn't this go on for years, though? I mean, even if you begin to charge them, can they somehow avoid doing that and keep the court or keep the case in the court system for many years to come?
Well, they want to file these documents, so at this point they're going to have to pay us for the ones going forward. But yes, absolutely. I mean, this could end up in the United States Supreme Court at some point. I mean, I fully expect they'll fight this as far as they can go. All we're saying is we're not going to leave this issue. We're going to continue fighting, and we believe that the taxpayers of this county and of this state should be treated as equals with these large corporations.
Do you expect to have any direct contact with either of these entities in the coming months as you begin to charge them this tax?
I think at this point we'll have conversations with their attorneys, because conversations directly between us would probably be a violation of some court rule.
I see. Well, it should be interesting to see what happens next. But as you're saying, Curtis, they are going to now be charged the taxes. If they don't pay them, then they can't proceed with the sale of these properties?
We won't be recording the documents. So if they want to record documents putting their land transfers on record in this county, and I'm pretty sure they do, they're going to have to pay their taxes.
Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel Jr. Curtis, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
We're coming right back. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow joins us next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.